One bright sunny day, a young duck named McCluck had a wonderful, wonderful piece of good luck. He was walking along when he spied on the ground a marvelous thing that is quite seldom found. 'Twas a small silver box, and it looked mighty old, and on top of the box it was written in gold, "Who finds this rare box will be lucky indeed, for inside this box is a bipolo seed. Plant it and wish, and then count up to three. Whatever you wish for, whatever it be, will sprout and grow out of a bipolo tree." "Well," thought the duck, "well, now what do you know? I just have to wish, and my wishes will grow. Now, what'll I wish for? Now, what do I need? Don't need very much, only food for my feed. So I wish," said the duck as he opened his beak, "I wish for some duck food, enough for a week." Then he dug a quick hole, but before he could drop the seed in the ground, a loud voice shouted, "Stop!" The duck looked around, and he saw a big cat. "Now why," asked the cat, "did you wish for just that? 1 week's worth of duck food? Pooh, that's not enough. Why, I'd wish for 500 pounds of the stuff." "But gosh," said the duck with the bipolo seed, 500 pounds is much more than I need." "But that's just the point," said the cat. "For you see, when you grow all that food on your bipolo tree, you can go into business, in business with me. We'll sell all that food. You'll be rich," laughed the kitty. "Why, you'll be the richest young duck in this city." Said the duck, and he wrinkled his brow. "I never much thought about money till now. But golly, you're right. With some money, gee whiz, why, I'd be the happiest duck that there is. I'll wish for that food." But the cat called, "Not yet. We'll think of some more things to wish for, I'll bet. Why, I know a very nice thing you could wish. A tree that grows duck food could also grow fish. Wish 600 fish to grow out of the ground, and we'll sell those fish at $1 a pound. Now, $1 a pound is a very high rate. Say, you'll be the richest young duck in this state." "Why, sure," smiled the duck. "I most certainly will." "But duck," said the cat, "you can be richer still. Why wish for a little? Why not for a lot? The bigger the wish, the more money you've got." "That's right," clucked the duck, and he chuckled with glee. "I'll wish for some oysters to grow on my tree. I'll wish for my tree to grow donuts and crullers. I'll wish for my tree to grow skates and umbrellas." "Fine," cheered the cat. "Now you're doing just grand. Say, you'll be the richest young duck in this land." "You wait," bragged the duck. "I'll do better than that. You listen to this," he called out to the cat. "I'll wish for 10 bicycles made out of pearls, and 800 muffs that will sell to small girls. I'll wish for some eyeglasses, 900 pair, and 1,000 shirts made of kangaroo hair, a ton of stuffed olives with cherries inside, and 10 tons of footballs with crocodile hide. We'll sell them for cash in our wonderful store in the notions department, the 49th floor." Then he took a deep breath, and he wished for still more. "I wish," yelled the duck, and he started to scream, "for 8,000 buckets of purple ice cream, a trunk full of toothpaste, a big kitchen sink, and lots of brass keyholes and gallons of ink. I wish for 2 boatloads of baked Boston beans, and also 9 carloads of sewing machines." Then his mouth started steaming. His tongue got so hot. But the more that he wished, the more greedy he got. "I wish," shrieked the duck, "for 1,000,000 silk towels, and 3,000,000 cages for very big owls, and 45,202 hamburger buns, and a bottle of glue, and 4,000,000 satin-lined red rubber boots, and 5,000,000 banjos, and 6,000,000 flutes, oranges, apples, and all kinds of fruits, and 9,000,000,000 hop-along Cassidy suits. Yes, that's what I wish for, by Jiminy G! And when they sprout out on my Bipolo tree, say, I'll be the richest young duck in this world! And he got so excited, he whirled and he twirled, and that duck got so dizzy and crazy with greed that he waved both his arms, and the Bipolo seed slipped out of his fist and flew high in the sky, and it landed, kerplunk, in a river nearby. Then it sank in the river and drifted away. And that cat and that duck, all the rest of that day, dived deep in that river, but never did see a trace of the seed of the Bipolo tree. And the chances are good that this greedy pair never will find such a wonderful seed again ever. But if they should find one, that cat and that duck won't wish for so much, and they'll have better luck.